Welcome to Vegan Foodie News, your source for all things plant-based and vegan, from celebrity news, new products, and global initiatives. Be in the know and on the cutting edge of all the latest in this rapidly growing business segment. And get your VFN fix every morning.
It's time for Vegan Foodie News.
Hey friends, it's Wednesday, June 23rd, and here are today's headlines. Athletic brand Nike just gave its Air Force One shoe a vegan leather makeover with the help of Piña Text, a leather alternative made from pineapple leaves. The new Air Force One style is part of Nike's Happy Pineapple collection, which also features reimagined versions of Air Max 90, Air Max 95, and Air Zoom type styles. For the Happy Pineapple Air Force One style, Nike ditched leather uppers in favor of canvas and used Piña Text to craft the iconic Nike swoosh and logo. The remainder of the shoe features cork-based materials. The vegan leather also inspired the pineapple patch affixed to the shoe's tongue. The new collection is available in several colors, including green glow and coconut milk, through Nike's SNKRS app. Pretty cool. And in other news, Dutch brand Schoten has introduced vegan ground meat made with the byproducts from the company's tempeh production facilities. As part of an effort to fight food waste, a 1.3 billion ton problem worldwide, the new tempeh mince was created to fill demand for food products that are made in a more sustainable way. During production of Schoten's other tempeh products, which include curried tempeh cubes, ketchup tempeh cubes, and tempeh blocks, the company generates byproducts from the cooked and fermented soybeans. Because we want to prevent food waste as much as possible, and the byproduct is completely safe and usable, we marketed it as tempeh mince, Schoten R&D Director Nick Van Schoten said. Because tempeh absorbs other flavors well, it makes an ideal product for the growing sector of minced or ground vegan meats. The tempeh mince is available in two varieties, spicy and mild. The latter is intended for consumers or product developers who prefer to add flavor to the product themselves. The product is easy to prepare and can be used in recipes that call for ground meat. It's available for the retail, food service, and food processing sectors. And that's all we've got for today. Until tomorrow, stay tuned, stay veggie, and always stay well. This is Vegan Foodie News. I'm Lisa Torch, and thanks so much for listening.